share God's message with us. Brothers and sisters, we will first review portions in the Bible. First, the book of Judges in Old Testament. The book of Judges, chapter 2.
第七节到第十节
Verses 7 to 10.
耶稣亚在世和耶稣亚死后， 那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老 还在的时候， 百姓都侍奉耶和华。
Verse 7 of the book of Judges. So the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel.
耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子耶稣亚正110岁就死了。
Now Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died when he was 110 years old.
以色列人将他葬在他地业的境内，就是在以法莲山地的
And they buried him within the border of his inheritance at Timnath-Heres in the mountains of Ephraim on the north side of Mount Gaash.
那世代的人也都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
When all that generation had been gathered to their fathers, another generation arose after them who did not know the Lord nor the work which he had done for Israel.
第十一节。Verse 11。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉朱巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华，他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是视为列国的神者耶和华发怒。
Verses 11 and 12, Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. And they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were around them, and they bowed down to them. And they provoked the Lord to anger.
这一段呢，是告诉我们四世纪当时那个以色列百姓属灵光景那个背景。
This passage tells us the background of the spiritual conditions of the children of Israel in those days.
是当耶稣亚过世和那些长老过世以后呢，有别的世代兴起了，他们不认识耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列所行的事。
When Joshua died and the elders died also, those Israel children did not know the Lord, what the Lord God had done them, and they did all the evil before God.
而以色列人他们就离弃耶和华去侍奉敬拜巴利神。
So they forsook God the Lord and served Baals.
我们再翻到四世纪最后一章25节。
The last chapter of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
这是圣经给四世纪做最后一个结论。
This is the final conclusion of the Bible on the book of Judges.
就是在那一个时代，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
That is, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
我们读路德记第一节，第一章第一节到第四节。
Now we will read the book of Ruth from verse 1 to 5.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
Now the following book, the book of Ruth. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled, and there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻名叫纳尔米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基年，都是犹大伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地，就住在那里。
The name of the man was Elimelech. The name of his wife was Naomi, and the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion, Ephrathites of Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to the country of Moab and remained there.
后来，拿尔米的丈夫以米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。
Then Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons.
这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个名叫厄尔巴，一个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
Now they took wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelt there about 10 years.
马伦和基年二人也死了，剩下拉米没有丈夫，也没有儿子。
Then both Mahlon and Chilion also died, so the woman survived her two sons and her husband.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Your head bowed again, let's have a word prayer.
主，我们感谢你在这个复活的早晨，你聚集你的儿女一同在你的跟前。
Lord, we thank you that in this day of resurrection, you have gathered all your children before you.
因着你从死里复活，神立你为主为基督。
Because your resurrection from the dead, the Lord has appointed you the King, the Christ.
你今天坐在宝座上，管理万有，治理你的教会。
And you now sit on the throne, rule it all and all your churches.
因此，当我们一同聚在你跟前，巴不得你借圣灵运行在每一个你心中。
So when we're gathered before you, how much we wish the Holy Spirit will move in each one of our heart.
那我们知道你是我们的主，你是我们的神。
So that we do know that you are our Lord and you are our God.
也是我们生命的主，
You're
生命的君王。
The Lord of life and the King of our life.
在我们一生的道路上来带领，来管理我们。
Rule us and control us in all our journey.
在我们一生能够活在你的跟前。
So all our life we will live before you.
因此早晨我们也把这一点时间恭敬仰望在主的手中。
And I also with reverence, Lord, we do commit this morning into your hand.
再借着你的话来指引我们所该走的道路。
Through your word, again, guide us in the way we should walk in.
借着以色列百姓所遭遇的、所经历一切来教导我们。
Through the experience of the Israelites, you would teach us.
让我们看见这一切都成为我们的鉴戒。
So that all of these will become our warnings.
这一切都成为我们的引导，让我们知道如何行在你的面前。
All these will become our admonitions, so that we do know how to walk before you.
我们求你保守每一个来到你面前的人。
Oh Lord, do keep every single one that has come before you.
让我们心愿意等候在你面前。
So that our hearts will be willing to wait on you.
你施恩帮助我们每一个人。
Oh, be gracious to us all and help each one of us.
叫你的话能够成为生命的亮光，照亮我们里面的心田。
So that your word will become the light of our life, enlightens our heart.
让我们常常行走在你的生命光中。
So that we could walk often in the light of your light.
你施恩听我们祷告。
Oh, be gracious to us and hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想过去几次和弟兄姊妹交通到施洗约翰。
Now for the past few sessions that I have shared with you on John the Baptist.
我们说到施洗约翰乃是处在两约交接的一个时代。
We know John the Baptist lived in the very connecting period of the two covenants.
在旧约要进入新约时代的时候，神兴起了施洗约翰。
Now right before people enter from the Old Testament into the New Testament, God raised up John the Baptist.
因为在那个时代呢，神已经有四百年没有向以色列百姓说话。
And before that, for 400 years, God did not speak to Israelites.
以色列百姓他们活在黑暗，没有神话语亮光启示的一个时代里面。
So Israelites live in days without God's revelation, without His word and light.
而神借着施洗约翰再次向以色列百姓说话。
Now through the John the Baptist, God again spoke to Israelites.
他也 把主耶稣带到以色列百姓当中。
He also brought the Lord Jesus into the midst of Israelites.
所以他被称为是主的先锋。
So he's called the pioneer of the Lord.
他也被称为那个旷野的声音。
He's also called the very voice in the wilderness.
我们说到施洗约翰，他的背景和旧约先知撒母耳非常相似。
And we mentioned that the background of John the Baptist is very similar, to the prophet Samuel in Old Testament.
因为撒母耳也是处在两个时代的交接的一个时期。
Because Samuel also lived in the days of two connecting periods.
从士师那个黑暗混乱的一个光景呢，要进到一个新的时代，就是君王的时代。
From this chaotic, dark period of the time of judges into the, time of the kingdom.
因为在士师记最末了的时候，圣经告诉我们说，耶和华言语稀少，不常有默示。
Because at the end of the Judges, it says, tells us that the, in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There was no widespread vision.
神借撒母耳起来向以色列百姓说话。
So through Samuel, God spoke to his people again.
也借着他高大卫做王。
And also through Samuel, God anointed David as king.
我们就看见以色列又进到一个复兴的一个时代。
Then we see the Israelites came into the, a time of revival.
当我们交通这些的时候，我们常常发觉这些都好像都是一些属灵的伟大人物。
And when we fellowship on these things, we realize all these people seem to be the spiritual giants to us.
他们做伟大的工作。
They did such marvelous work.
他们成为一个转移时代的人。
And they became the very figures that would, turn around the period.
当我们读这些人物的历史，他们的经历的时候呢，我们常常觉得我们够不上。
And when we read about all these historical figures, we feel we fall so short of them. We cannot match up.
因为我们不可能像他们这样的成为这样的一个人。
It's impossible for us to be like them.
我们不可能像他们做那许多伟大的工作。
And it's impossible for us to do all those tremendous work.
我们觉得好像神只有使用那些像施洗一样像撒母耳这样的人。
Then we might feel that God can only use those giants like Samuel, like John the Baptist.
不错，在圣经里面我们看见神的确使用这样的人。
Yes, we do see that in the Bible, God does use people like them.
在教会历史当中，神也使用许多像他们这样有恩赐、有能力，做了许多伟大属灵工作的人。
And also in the church of history, God also uses people like them with strength, with talents, and God has performed so many wonderful works through them.
但是当我们再去读圣经的时候，我们可以看见神也使用另外一种人。
However, when we come to study the Bible, we also know that God uses another kind of people.
他们不像撒母耳，不像施洗约翰，好像非常显突出非常显明在以色列百姓当中。
No, they're not like Samuel. They're not like John the Baptist. They really stand out among the Israelites.
往在圣经里面，神也常常使用一些微小的一些普通的人物。
So the in the Bible, God actually uses some little common people.
神借这些人种下一些属灵的一个复兴的一个种子。
And also God used them.To implant the seed of revival.
然后后面我们看见有一些好像非常好的光景开花结果的一个光景显明出来。
And later on, it would ushers in the time of blooming, of bearing fruit.
有一些属灵的果效产生出来。
And we see some spiritual effect there.
所以当我们交通撒母耳的时候，我们就看见原来在撒母耳背后有他的母亲哈拿。
So as we share on Samuel, we know that behind Samuel there is his mother, Hannah.
Hannah 不过是一个小小的一个女子。
Although she's just a little common woman.
但是我们看见为什么有撒母耳产生呢？就是因为背后哈娜的不住的祷告。
And we know that why is Samuel was the way he was? It's all because of the unceasing prayer of his mother, Hannah.
才有撒母耳出生，并且他也把撒母耳奉献给神。
And it's because of this, Hannah was born, and Hannah dedicated her son to God.
有时候我们常常喜欢羡慕一些外面好像可看见的一些事情。
Sometimes we do admire all other physical things that we could see.
不愿做一个背后隐藏的一个人。
And we're not willing to be the people hidden in the Lord.
像 Hannah 一样，她不过是在那里默默的祷告。
Like Hannah, who's simply praying silently.
她站在她该站的地位上。
And she stood at the right spot where she was supposed to.
然后我们就看见了底下就神能够继续做工下去。
And then we see God was able to continue to do His work.
我们今天想要交通路德。
Now today I would like to share with you Ruth.
我想圣经里面让我们看见路德也是这样一个情形。
And in the Bible it shows us that Ruth is just like this.
路德不过是一个外邦摩亚的一个女子。
She is simply a pagan Gentile from Moab.
原来这摩亚人原来是神所做主的一个族类。
And Moabites are cursed people.
他们不能够入耶和华的会。
Because they would never go into the assembly of God.
甚至他们十代子孙十代也不能进耶和华的会。
Even to the 10th generation of their descendants.
所以他们是完全被神隔绝、弃绝、无指望的一般人。
So they were people totally alienated, forsaken by God without any hope.
但是我们看见路德因着他爱他婆婆拉俄米。
But here we see that Ruth, because she loved her mother-in-law, Naomi.
她拣选以色列神做她的神。
So she chose the God of Israel to be her God.
就不仅她个人成为一个蒙恩的人。
Not only was Ruth herself become a woman of favor.
进到以色列家。
So she could enter into the house of Israel.
进到耶和华会中。
Into the assembly of God.
并且她成为大卫王的曾祖母。
But also she became the great grandmother of King David.
然后我们就看见为什么大卫能够被高作王。
And then again we see why is David that he could be anointed as king.
因为在他之前背后有一个小女子。
It's all because
Hannah,
before his days in the background was this little woman.
我们看见我们读路德记的时候我们看见路德他没有做什么伟大属灵的工作。
And here we see that Ruth has never done any gigantic spiritual tasks.
他不过是定义跟随拉俄米回到犹大地。
She only resolved in her mind to go after Naomi to the land of Judah.
他拣选拉俄米的神做他的神。
And she chose the God of Naomi to be her own God.
因着他这样的拣选结果我们就看见他和大卫发生那个属灵生命的关，发生那个生命的关系。
And because of her choice, we see that her life was related to the spiritual life of David.
他进到那个基督家谱里面。
She actually entered into the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
圣经甚至用他的名字当做一卷书的名字。
And the Bible even used her name as the title of one of the books in the whole Bible.
并且把它放在四世纪跟撒母耳记之间。
And this book is packed between Judges and Samuel.
那表明说这一卷书乃是从四世纪过渡到撒母耳君王时代的一个关键的一件事情。
So we know that this is a book concerns the things that will lead people from the time of Judges into the time of kingdom.
就是因为路德在那里做一个非常准确的一个拣选。
It's all because Ruth had made such an accurate choice here.
不仅她一生的命运改变了。
Not only her whole life's fate was so changed.
并且我们看见，因着她这样拣选的，影响到后来以色列属灵的复兴。
And also we realize that because of her choice, that actually affected the spiritual revival of all the children later on.
我们看见从哈拿、从路德这两个女子的身上，我们可以看见。
So from these two people, Hannah and Ruth,
他们在以色列百姓当中不过是一个小小人物，一个微小，算不得什么的人。
They are so a little common and known people among all the Israelites.
但是因着他们站在他们该站的一个地位上。
But because they stood at the spot where they were supposed to.
他们在那里做一个对的一个拣选选择。
And there they made a right choice.
结果我们就看见圣经记载他们的历史。纪念他们所做的。
And we see that the Bible actually records their deeds and remember them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以从他们身上看见，我们不可能成为那些许多伟大属灵的人物。
So brothers and sisters, although from the Bible we know that it's impossible for us to become those giants spiritually.
我们也不要羡慕好像神才会使用 那样的人。
But we should not admire that God can only use all those giants.
但是我们看见神也使用那些非常微小的人。
Because God also uses a little common people.
不过在好像在人眼光当中算不得什么的人。
They are considered nobody among people.
但是因为他们在那里守住他们的地位，尽他们的本分。
But simply because they hold fast to their position in the Lord, they do what they're supposed to do.
他们所种下了一些的属灵的种子。
Therefore, they have planted some spiritual seed.
我们看见神就借着别人继续在这个根基上做更大的事情。
And then God can use other people based upon this foundation to work even more great things.
所以当我们要想要我想要交通到路德这个女子的时候，我们要先来看她当时所处的背景是怎样。
Now, as I'm about to share with you on Ruth, shall we consider first what's the background in her days?
刚刚我们读到四十七开头的时候告诉我们呢，当耶稣亚还在世的时候。
Now, in the beginning of the Judges, as we read, when Joshua was still alive,
还有那些看过耶和华为以色列百姓所行大事的那些长老还在的时候。
And when those elders still live, who had seen God and also had seen his miraculous signs.
以色列百姓还在那边侍奉耶和华。
And then Israelites still serve the Lord.
等到这样的世代过去以后，有别的世代，也就是说第二代起来以后。
But as this generation passed on, when the second generation arose,
他们不认识耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。
They did not know the Lord, nor the work that the Lord had done for them.
那么他们就离去耶和华，去敬拜假神巴利。
So they forsook the Lord and served the Baal.
有人告诉我们说，可能路德他是他生长的时期，可能是在四世纪最末了一百年的时候。
Some people say Ruth probably lived in the very last 100 years of the time of Judges.
因为在那个黑暗已深，好像光明黎明快来到之前的时候，好像在这里有一个曙光显明出来。
Right in the time when the darkness is far spent and the dawn was about to appear, we seem to see the spiritual light.
就是路德在那里所要告诉我们。
And this is exactly what Ruth is about to tell us.
我们看见当耶稣也还在世的时候，当那些长老还在世的时候，
When Joshua and the elders were still alive,
以色列百姓他们在那里侍奉耶和华。
Children of Israel did serve the Lord.
而这一代人过去以后呢，他们就不再侍奉耶和华。
However, when this generation passed on, they did not serve God anymore.
所以这个让我们可以看见，好像神的百姓实在需要有一些属灵的领袖来带领他们。
So here it allows us to see that God's children do need some spiritual leaders to lead them on.
需要那些属灵上有经历、生命丰富的那些年长的来带领他们。
They need elders with spiritual knowledge, with spiritual experiences to lead them on.
当他们还在的时候，他们可以带领以色列百姓在那侍奉神，来敬畏神。
So when they were still alive, they were able to lead the Israelites to serve, to worship God.
但是当这些人过去以后呢？
However, after they pass away,
他们就不再侍奉耶和华。
They did not serve God anymore.
所以从那个时候，耶稣要过世以后呢，圣经的历史里面就告诉我们，这就开始一个四世纪的开始。
So after Joshua died, the Bible tells us, now it started a new era of judges.
而四世纪他所记载的也可以说是以色列百姓历史当中一段最黑暗、最惨痛的一个历史。
And the book of Judges records the darkest, the most painful period of history of Israelites.
他们多次落在仇敌的手中。
Because so many times they had fallen into the hands of their enemies.
然后他们在那里受苦的时候，他们呼求耶和华，耶和华就兴起士师来拯救他们。
And there, while they were suffering, and they cried out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up deliverers, judges, to save them.
等到士师过世以后呢，他们又离弃耶和华。
However, after judges passed on, they again forsook the Lord.
那么他们又落在仇敌的手中。
And again, they fell into the hands of their enemies.
然后他们呼求耶和华，耶和华又兴起士师来拯救他们。
And again, they cry out to the Lord, and the Lord raised up judges to save them.
然后他们又有一段平安的日子。
And then they would have a quiet, peaceful time.
所以整个四世纪就在这个循环的里面。
So the whole book of Judges is just in a cycle.
所以我们看见神的百姓实在需要有人来带领，有人帮助他们。
So we do see that God's children need people to lead them, to help them.
因为神是借这些领袖，借这些长老，借这些士师们来彰显神的管理，彰显神是那位君王。
Because God used these leaders and elders and to magnify, to reveal that He is the King of Israel.
所以当这些人不在世的时候呢，好像神的王权呢就失落了。
So when those people are not there, then it seems that the God's kingship has ever since lost.
所以当四世纪最后末了一句话的时候，他就告诉我们。
So from the very last verse of the book of Judges, we read,
那时以色列中没有王。
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
个人任意而行。
And everyone did what was right in their eyes.
以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
这个说明，这一句话说明整个四世纪的一个光景。
And this single verse, tells us so clearly of the all the spiritual conditions of judges.
因为以色列中没有王。
And because there was no king in Israel,
以至于个人就任意而行。
So everyone did what was right in his eyes.
有位年长弟兄说呢，每一次读过四世纪以后
，An elderly brother once said, every time after we read the book of Judges,
实在需要用水把眼睛稍微洗一洗。
We need to use water to wash up our eyes,
免得受它的污染。
So that we will not be defiled by it.
表明说四世纪里面所记载的都是那些败坏、那些堕落、那些混乱的一个光景。
So it tells us that the book of Judges records all the corrupt, all the decadent situations among Israelites' history.
我们看见以色列是在这非常悲惨、痛苦的历史当中。
And they lived in such a miserable, painful history.
因为神不再做他们的王。
Because God was no longer their king.
因为他们不要神做他们的王。
And because they did not want God to be their king.
我想整个人类历史也是一样。
This is the cell, even with all the human's history.
我们看见整个人类历史为什么在黑暗、惨痛、许多罪恶当中呢？
Why is it that we continue to live in darkness, in agony, in all kinds of painful things among all the humans?
为什么许多悲惨的事情发生在人的
当中？ Why is it so many miserable things happened in our midst?
因为神不能够做他们的王。
Because God cannot be their king.
因为自己要做自己的王。
Because we want to be our own king.
好像外面是人在那里做王。
Now outwardly it seems that a certain person will be a king to rule them.
那是罗马书第五章告诉我们。
But Romans 5 tells us.
原来是罪在人里面做王。
It is actually the sin that rules in us.
因着罪做了人的王。
Because sin reigned.
结果死就做了人的王。
So death became king of man.
因为罪所带来的结果就是死亡。
Because what sin brings in is simply death.
因为神已经不再成为以色列人的王。
Because God was no longer Israelite's king.
结果个人就任意而行。
Therefore, all the Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
就是随自己的意思在那边行事。
They did whatever pleased them.
个人行他自己眼中看为对的事。
They did whatever they thought right in their own eyes.
每一个人都凭他自己眼光在那边判断，做一个准则。
Everyone judged and made his choices according to whatever is right in his own eyes.
我们知道圣经里面告诉我们，大卫他是一个合神心意的人。
We know that the Bible tells us that David is the person who goes after God's heart.
他行耶和华眼中看为对的事。
And also he does things right in the Lord's eyes.
他不是行自己眼中看为对的事。
He does not do things that seems to be right in his own eyes.
大卫他行每一件事情不是看他自己的觉得对不对好不好。
David did not do everything according to what He thinks of it.
那是耶和华眼中怎么看这件事情。
But however, it's all based upon what the Lord thought of this in the Lord's eyes.
我们看见今天人行事为人都是凭着自己眼光来看，到底这件事情是不是对。
We know today we simply do whatever that seems right according to our own judgments.
这件事情是不是好？
according to our opinion on whether this thing is good or not.
用自己眼光来做一个准则判断。
According to our own insight to make the judgment.
可能那件事情他觉得是对的、合理的、合法，他就去做。
If he thinks this is right, this is legal, he go ahead does it.
但是耶和华眼中来看这件事情的时候，是不是对的呢？
But have we ever thought that is this right in the sight of God?
我们知道，当人用自己眼光来看每一件事情的时候呢，常常都是一个错误的一个选择。
When we judge things according to our own judgment, our own opinions, we often come to the wrong decision, as we all realize it.
我们看创世纪开头，我们看见人类的始祖。
Now in the beginning of Genesis, we see the father of mankind.
我们看见夏娃在那里看见那一棵树上的果子。
Now we see Eve saw this fruit on this tree.
好做食物。
She thought this is good for food.
她就吃了。
She ate of it.
夏娃她是用她是眼光来评断那个食物的好坏。
So Eve judged according to her own ideas in her eyes.
结果我们知道这一吃就带来人类悲惨的一个结局。
And we know that.Right after she ate of the forbidden fruit, the sad tragedy ushered in. And we'll see when Abraham and his nephew was about to part from each other. And Lot lifted up his eyes, he looked around the places. And he saw this plain of the Jordan was just like the garden of God.
当罗德用他自己眼光在那一块看见前面那一块平原，他觉得好像就像耶和华原址那么美好。
When he judged that plain of Jordan, it was just like the garden of God according to his own eyes.
然后他就慢慢挪移他的帐篷，就住在那个索多玛城去了。
Then gradually he moved his tent closer to Gomorrah.
我们知道最后神毁灭了那个索多玛城。
And in the end, we know that God destroyed the whole city.
罗德失去他一切所有的。
And Lot lost all he had.
这些都是告诉我们，人都行他眼中看为对的事。
And this all tells us that everyone does what's right in his own eyes.
凭他自己的认识，凭他自己的智慧来做一个拣选，做一个决定。
And we make our decisions according to our own understanding, according to our own wisdom.
这个就是整个四世纪以色列百姓的一个光景。
And this is the very condition of all the Israelites in the time of Judges.
所以就在这样的时代背景的环境里面，我们看见神记载路德这一家的人。
Right in this kind of background, in this time, that we see God records.The Ruth family.
因为路德记在那里告诉我们说呢，有一个人他叫以利米勒。
And there, the Bible tells us this person, Elimelech.
他是一个犹大地伯利恒的人。
He's a man from Ephraim, from Bethlehem.
有一天他带着妻子和两个儿子呢，往摩亚地去居住。
So one day he took his wife and his two sons to the city, to the place of Moab.
因为国中犹大帝国中遇到了饥荒。
Because there was this famine in the land of Judah.
也许在那个时候呢，摩亚地可能没有饥荒，可能有粮食非常丰富。
Maybe at that time there was no famine in Moab, where food was abundant.
我相信在那个时候，不仅以利米勒这一家迁往摩亚地去居住。
And I believe not only the household of Elimelech moved to Moab.
一定有很多的以色列家庭和他一样
，But also many Israelite families were like them.
都搬到摩亚地去居住了，居住。
All moved to Moab and dwell there.
我想在当时可能也是一件非常普通的事情。
Probably in those days, this was such a common thing.
不过是日常生活当中的一件小事而已。
Maybe just something so trivial among so many ordinary things.
因为当地有饥荒，然后搬到一个地方，为了谋生活。
Now, if there was this famine in a certain place, of course they would move to another place to make a living.
而为什么在那么许多犹太人的家庭当中，神特别圣灵特别挑出这个家庭来记载，来告诉我们他们的故事呢
？But why is it among so many Israelite families the Holy Spirit only single out this family in order to tell us something?
因为在这个家庭里面有一个路德。
Because in this family there is this Ruth.
在这个家庭里面，因着这个路德，他行了一件非常美好的事。
And in this family, because Ruth did such a one wonderful thing.
或说行了一件神所喜悦的事情。
Or to say that she did one thing that pleased God.
他所做的事情呢，和以色列属灵的父亲发生了关系。
So that her decision was related to the spiritual revival of Israelites.
所以神纪念。
Therefore, God commemorated her.
所以神借这个家庭 的故事呢，带出一件事情，让我们来学习。
And also through the story of this family, we could learn something from it.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们许多日常生活里面，可能一件小小的事情而已。
So brothers and sisters, there are so many things, they are so little, so trivial in our lives.
就像搬家这么一件事情。
For example, just as moving, such a
little thing. 但是因着他这个，因为这个家庭所发生事情呢，因着路德所做的事情。
But because what has happened in this family, because of what Ruth did.
却与神的旨意发生了关系。
It relates to God's eternal purpose.
所以神纪念。
Therefore, God remembered it.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们同样也是在我们生活日常生活里面有许许多多小的事情。
So likewise, brothers and sisters, there are so many things, trivial little things in our daily lives.
神不一定要我们到处跑去传福音。
God may not necessarily command us to preach the gospel everywhere.
我们每一个人都是过一个普通、非常好像非常正常的人生生活而已。
Maybe we all live a very ordinary common life.
但是若是在我们日常生活里面有一件事情，也许在我们个人身上是一个小事情而已。
Maybe there is this little thing in your daily life considered nothing.
但是那件事情，若是真是和神的旨意发生关系的话。
But if it's really related to God's will.
或是说那件事情，我们在那里做一个非常有智慧的一个拣选。
And also because of that very little thing, we're able to make a very wise choice.
站在神的这一边。
We are able to take the side of God.
我想那一件事情，或说那个人就是神所纪念的。
And that thing, or to say that person, is the one that God remembers.
我想我们每一个人都是一个普通的基督徒。
I suppose every one of us is such an ordinary
Christian. 我们每一个人都有该尽的做人的一个本分。
Where we all always have the duties that we have to do.
我们觉得好像必须在神的家里面，或是说在神的工作上需要有非常大的事情。
Sometimes we feel that we need to have some big things in God's house or in God's churches.
神才纪念。
That God would remember it.
可能。
It may be so,
但是不一定是这样子。
But not necessarily so.
神把我们摆在每一个生活环境里面。
Because God has places in us each in individual circumstances.
在每一件事情上，若是我们在那里拣选神自己。
So if in each event we will choose God Himself.
在那我们愿意遵循神的旨意。
We're willing to do God's will.
也许那件事情不过是我们日常生活当中和我们个人发生关系而已。
Maybe even that little thing is just something concerns our daily life.
但是在背后，可能这件事情呢，和神的旨意连在一起。
But behind the thing, your very little thing may be very well related to God's eternal will.
因为我们看见路德在那里，他不过是拣选跟随他的婆婆拉俄米。
Here we see Ruth was simply making a choice to follow her mother-in-law Naomi.
他在那里拣选拉俄米的神做他的神。
There she chose Naomi's God to be her God.
她根本不知道将来会发生什么事情。
There she did not know what would happen later on.
她也根本不知道将来君王要从她而出。
And there she did not know that the king would come out of from her.
但是我们知道路德在那里，他拣选以色列神做他的神。
She only chose the God of Israel to be her God.
她愿意和拉米回到犹大地来投靠以色列神的翅膀底下。
Now she was willing to go with Naomi back to Israel to take refuge in God's wings.
就我们看见这件事情就神和神将来所要做的事情连在一起。
And then we see just this very thing was related to the thing that God would perform later on.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们日常生活里面，我们实在有。若是有这样的感觉，这样的学习的话。
So brothers and sisters, if in our daily life we could have this similar learning or similar feeling.
我们若是那一件事情做的是合神喜悦的事情。
In which that we would do things that according to God's will, pleasing to Him.
我想那就是神所纪念的。
Then that's the very thing God would remember.
而在这里我们看见这个家庭，这个人，这个以利米勒。
Now here in this family we see Elimelech.
他这个名字意思呢，乃是神是王，神是君王。
The name means God is king.
我想他父母一定是一个非常敬虔的犹太人。
So I believe his parents were pious Jews.
因为在那个时代呢，人已经不再以神为他们的王。
Because in those days, Israelites would not have God as their king.
他的父母作为的所有以色列人都是不以神为王的人。
Because all the people surrounded them were people who never took God as their king.
所以他盼望他这个生下来这个儿子能够在他身上显明神是他的王。
So, Elimelech's parents hoped that this son, after he was born in his life, would reveal the kingship of God.
是一个尊主伟大的人。
That Elimelech would be the one who magnified God.
不任意而行的一个人。
He would not do whatever pleased himself only.
就像我们今天做父母的，有了儿女以后，我们总是盼望为他取得一个非常好的一个名字。
Just as us, we who are parents now, after we become parents, we would like to pick names that are excellent for our children.
但是我们今天常常为儿女取一个名字，不过是个代号而已。
Well, so, but today we often pick names for our children simply as some kind of symbols.
我们不一定要用这个名词期待这个人将来就像他名字一样。
We never expect this name would totally match the son's later life.
就像我们今天做基督徒的父母常常为我们儿女取许多圣经人物的名字。
Like Christian parents often choose biblical names for their children.
当我们取那些圣经人物名字的时候，
But when we pick up all these biblical names,
我们是不是有一个期待说我们的儿女将来真是像那些人物一样？
Do we really have the expectation that one day our children will be like those names?
我们为儿女取一个保罗。
Suppose we call our son Paul.
我们是不是期待他将来能够像保罗这样是一个服侍主、忠心跟随主的人呢？
Are we expecting this Paul later on would become the Paul in the Bible, faithfully following, serving the Lord?
我们为他们取叫彼得。
Or if we call our son Peter.
我们心意里面是不是像盼望他将来真的像彼得，然后传福音给人，然后得人如意呢？
Now.In our hearts, are we really expecting our sons to become like Peter, preaching the gospel, and also become fishers of men?
我想我们大概很少有这样心思。
I suppose, not many of us do have this kind of thoughts.
我们不过为他取了一个代号而已。
We simply give them a name.
但是我相信以利米勒父母却不是这样子。
But this is not so. I believe with the parents of Elimelech.
因为他看见整个时代都是不以耶华为他们神的作王的人。
Because his parents did see that in that time, none of those people would make God their king.
他盼望他儿子将来真是神成为他的君王。
So he hoped that one day, God would actually become the king of Elimelech.
在那个世事的时代成为一个见证人。
So in those days, that Elimelech could actually become one of the witnesses for the Lord.
但是很可惜。
But quite a shame.
好像以利米勒他所表现出来却不是他父母所期待的。
The doings of Elimelech is not quite like what his parents expected.
因为他因着国中遭遇的饥荒呢，他带着全家呢就往摩亚地区居住。
Now because of this famine in the land of Judah, he took the whole family to the land of Moab.
为什么他要往摩亚地区呢？
Why is Elimelech went to Moab.
因为在犹大地谋生不容易。
Because it was so hard to make a living in the land of Judah.
因为在那里饥荒粮食不够。
Because there was not much food and there was a famine.
所以他就是往摩亚地区寄居。
Therefore, he moved to dwell in the land of Moab.
我们知道摩亚呢是罗德乱伦所生的后裔。
We know Moabites are descendants from the the wicked molest of Lot.
是代表一种世界的情欲。
It simply represents the lusts of the world.
迦南地呢是神心意的一个所在。
And the land of Canaan is where God's heart is.
所以当一个人都是住在迦南地。
So if a person lives in the land of Canaan,
他表明说他是生活在神心意的地方。
That means that he lives in the place where God's heart is.
他所住他作为以色列百姓神百姓的一个地位和身份。
And he holds fast to his status as people of God.
但是现在呢，因着饥荒缘故呢，他就搬到那个摩亚外邦地区。
Now because of this famine, so the Elimelech family moved to this Gentile place.
我们知道搬到摩亚地这个搬家这个行动，可能不过是一个小小事情而已。
And we believe that the very act of moving is maybe just very little thing, trivial.
只不过是一个生活上有需要的一个变迁而已。
Now out of the necessity of life, there is such a change of life.
但是我们知道在这个背后呢，是表明一件事情。
But behind all this, it signifies one thing.
他们和神背弃了和神所立的一个约。
That they transgress the covenant of God.
因为神把以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来
，because after God delivered Israelites from the land of Egypt，
把他们带到迦南地居住
，after He brought them into the land of Canaan，
所以迦南地是神百姓该生活的范围。
Now land of Canaan should be the place where they should live，
因为那一块地乃是神所拣选给他们的。
This is the very land God has chosen for them。
他们若是一直住在迦南地，表明说他们一直在神心意、神的一个旨意当中来过生活。
If they continue to live in Canaan, that tells us that they continue to live in accordance with the will of God.
但是我们看见，像以利米勒却搬到摩亚地区。
But here we see Elimelech moved his whole family to the land of Moab.
我想搬家是小事。
Now, moving is such a small thing.
但是背弃神的约是一件大事。
But forsaking God's covenant is tremendously great.
所以我们看见，当他搬到罗摩亚地区以后，后面所发生的事情，那个结果非常悲惨。
And then we see what ensues after this moving to the land of Canaan is so tragic.
他自己死了。
He himself died.
两个儿子也死了。
His two sons died.
好像神的管教审判临到他们身上。
As though God's chastening had come upon the family.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以从他们身上看见，好像今天生活对我们来说是一个非常大的一个试炼，一个考验。
Now, so brothers and sisters, here we see that our living is such a great test, a temptation for all of us.
生活是一个非常现实的东西。
Because to make a living is such a practical, is a real thing.
但是对我们属灵的生命来说，是一个极大的一个考验。
However, this making a living is a spiritual test to us.
因为饥荒，他为了谋生，为了生存，继续下去。
Well, in order to survive, in order to make a living,
好像是由不得他自己的。
That this is something out of control of Elimelech.
难道在那里就活活饿死吗？
Should he die of hunger there?
现在摩亚地有粮食，为什么不去呢？
Well, since Moab had bread, why should he go?
所以好像人来看是一个非常正常的一个举动。
So according to man's perspective, this was a normal reaction.
但是我们看见人的失败常常就是因着在一个 人以为正常的行动里面呢，我们看见那个结果是非常不好的。
But we always see man's failure always come from man thinking of the things that's right, and the result was totally sad.
我们看见亚伯拉罕，他也曾经因着饥荒而下到埃及去。
We see Abraham who also went down to Egypt because of famine.
就我们看见他在那里就撒了谎。
And there he lied.
就是因为他离开那个迦南地。
And it's because he left the land of Canaan.
所以人的失败呢，是不站在神所量定那个生活境界里面。
Now man's failure is exactly when a person does not live in a boundary where God has marked out for him.
我看以撒也曾经要下埃及。
Now Isaac once also went down to Egypt.
但是因着神的怜悯，神向他显现，他却没有下埃及去。
But because of God's revelation, because of God's mercy, He did not go down there.
他们都是因为当地遭遇了饥荒。
It's all this happened because there was a famine in the land where they were living.
生活不容易。
It's hard for them to make a living.
但是他们没有想到，原来那个迦南地是神百姓该居住的一个所在。
They never thought that the land of Canaan was the land predestined by God where they should live.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上，圣经告诉我们说，我们不过是寄居，是客旅。
Brothers and sisters, in this world, the Bible tells us we're sojourners, we are foreigners.
我们不一定常常一直住在一个城市一个地方。
We may not necessarily live in a certain place all the time.
我们有时候会需要搬到这里，搬到那里。
We might have to move here and there.
好像这是一个非常普通的事情。
And this seems such an ordinary thing.
好像每一个人都在搬家。
And it seems that everyone is moving.
但是可能这个人搬家和那另外一个搬家完全是不一样的情形。
But this person moving may be so totally different from another person's moving.
亚伯拉罕搬到埃及是出乎自己。
Now Abraham moved to Egypt out of his own will.
以利米勒搬到摩亚是出于自己。
And also, likewise, Elimelech moved to Moab out of his own will.
我们看见老雅各到他年老的时候，他也曾经到了埃及地区。
We say old Jacob also went down to Egypt when he was old.
因为他的儿子约瑟在埃及做了宰相。
Because his son Joseph became the prime minister in Egypt.
派车来迎接他，要去奉养他的晚年。
Joseph sent out the cards to nourish in order to nourish his father's old age.
但是我们看见当老雅各他。准备要搬到埃及地之前，他先来到别示巴，在那边献祭，寻求神。
But we see that Jacob, before he was about to depart, the land of Canaan, he went to Beersheba to build an altar to offer to God.
因着他在那里寻求神，神就向他显现。
There he sought after God, and God revealed Himself to him.
他说：“不要怕，你可以下埃及。
”And God told him, "Do not be afraid.Go down to Egypt.
所以我们看见雅各他也曾经下过埃及。
So we see Jacob also went down to Egypt.
但是他那个下埃及呢，是出乎神自己。
But his moving was from God himself.
是神的指示。
It's from the instruction of God.
所以同样都是下埃及，同样都是搬家。
They all had moved. They all had gone down to Egypt.
有的人搬家就不对了。
But some person's moving is not right with God.
有的人搬家是出于神自己的带领。
Some people's moving may be from God's own leading.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是我们生活上常常遇到的一些事情。
So brothers and sisters, these are the things we come across in our daily life.
有的人搬家，因着出自己，我们就看见背后慢慢就显出他们的光景出来了。
Now, if a person moves out of his own will, gradually we could see problems arise after all this.
他们不是为了自己的方便，为了自己的生活的容易。
Because they did it for their own convenience, for the easiness of their own living.
就我们看见那个属灵的光景就慢慢一步一步往下坡走。
And then we see their spiritual conditions start sliding down step by step.
我们看见以利米勒他搬到摩亚地去，他圣经告诉我们说他只是到那边去寄居而已。
Now the Bible tells us that Elimelech, when he first went down to Moab, he thought of simply dwellingthere for a short period of time.
也许他说，也许他想说，等到犹大地的饥荒过去以后，他马上就回到原来地方。
He probably thought that after famine of the land of Judah had passed, that he would come back right away to his hometown country.
但是我们没有想到他这么一个举动。
But little did he know that because of such a simple act.
我们看见他的两个儿子就娶了外邦的女子为妻。
We see that his two sons married two pagan women.
与这些外邦女子联合。
And they were joined with the pagan women.
并且我们看见最后他们三个男丁都死了。
And in the end, all these three male died.
也许他起头去的时候，他没有想到那么多。
Maybe when he first moved, he never thought of all this.
但是没有想到一去就十年过，很快就过去了。
Never did he think that after he moved, 10 years had now passed.
弟兄姊妹，就是那么一步路走错了。
Brother and sister, he simply took a one step.
后面就有许多非常不好的事情发生了。
A one wrong step and so many bad things ensued.
所以弟兄姊妹。 当我们在寻求主给我们带领的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as we are seeking the Lord's leading in everything,
我们实在需要谨慎我们的脚步。
We really have to be careful of our footsteps.
我们不能够像世界上的人。
We should not be like people just in the world.
任意而行。
We'll do whatever pleases us.
只是为了生活的需要来变动。
Simply move around because of the convenience of our lives.
我们刚刚提到说，老雅各那时候他已经成为以色列，名字叫以色列。
Now we mentioned that old Jacob, when he moved to Egypt, was called Israel already.
以色列就是神的王子。
Israel means the prince of God.
神在他身上有一个主权。
And God had the sovereignty in him.
他知道埃及是去不是不能去的。
And Jacob knew he would never go down to Egypt.
因为他的先祖已经是从埃及出来，现在怎么可以再走那回头路呢？
Now his father came out of Egypt. How could he take the route going back to where he came from?
他尊主为大。
There he magnified the Lord.
他知道耶和华神是他的王。
He knew that the Lord God was his king.
他不敢轻举妄动。
He would not do whatever so easily for him.
他先来到神面前筑一座坛来寻求神自己的带领。
So he wanted to build an altar before God to seek God's will and not making his decision so recklessly.
并且神是与他一同下埃及。
And then God went down with him together to Egypt.
所以我们看见他到埃及以后所显出来的光景就不一样。
And there we see after he went down to Egypt, his spiritual condition was different from others.
他在那里可以把祝福带给法老王。
There he could brought all the blessings to Pharaoh.
那不过是一个暂居而已，寄居而已。
That was only his sojourning place.
所以我们看见后来他的子孙神再次把他们从埃及带领出来。
And then we see God later on brought all Jacob's descendants out of Egypt again.
再次回到神心意的所在。
Once again back to where God's heart is.
因为那才是神要他百姓居住的一个地方。
Back to where God wants His children to live.
但是我们看见今天很可惜，许多神的儿女。
But it's quite a shame today, many of God's children
经不起这样的考验试炼
cannot stand, take this kind of test.
在属灵事情上，我们不是让神来带领我们。
So in many spiritual matters, it's not that God would lead us.
觉得生活更重要。
We feel that our living is more important.
以前我们中国老社会的时候比较贫穷。
Now in China, back in old days, when the society in general is poor.
所以向人传福音的时候，人常常说。
So when they share the gospel with people, people would often reply.
信耶稣就有饭吃吗？
They would often reply, say, believing Jesus would give me food.
那就是说生活更实在更重要的。
To them, make a living is more important.
信耶稣能够带给我什么物质上的好处吗？
Believing Jesus, what would that give me any material benefits?
当然今天我们传福音给人，人不会这样告诉，这样回答我们。
But in contrast, as we share the gospel with people, people would not reply in such a way.
但是那个原则仍然是在。
But however, the same principle applies.
需要花那么多时间来服侍，来追求跟随主吗？
Do we need to spend that much time to serve, to seek after Him?
我的生活，我的工作，我的前途更重要。
My living, my life, my career are more important.
我怎么有那么多时间摆在神的事情上呢？
How do I have this much time to spend in God's matters?
今天许多人就不能够经过这样生活的考验。
So many people simply cannot pass through this kind of test of living.
我们就看见他慢慢的脚步就偏离。
And gradually we see their footsteps departed from God's way.
慢慢时间一长以后，我们就看见那个属灵光景，那些软弱就慢慢显出来。
And as time goes on, we see their spiritual conditions and their spiritual weaknesses are revealed.
弟兄姊妹，这就是以利米勒一家所遭遇的事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is exactly what the house of Elimelech encountered.
就是因为搬到摩亚地去。
Because they moved down to Moab.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要常常活在神的心意的所在。
So brothers and sisters, let's often live where God's heart is.
不错，生活是现实，是实际的。
Yes, life is so practical, so real.
有时候我们的确会遭遇到一些饥荒。
And so often we would encounter famines in our lives.
当然，今天我们讲的饥荒还不是那个外面物质的饥荒。
Of course, I'm not talking about the famines outwardly.
为什么今天我们常常落到一个属灵的饥荒里面呢？
Why is it today we often fall into spiritual famines?
我们知道犹大地乃是一块丰富之地。
We know the land of Judah is supposed to be a land of abundance.
伯利恒被称为粮食之家。
Because Bethlehem is called house of bread.
因为伯利恒本来应该是粮食非常丰富的一个地方。
So Bethlehem was the place, supposedly the place where bread abounded.
为什么今天成为一个饥荒的一个所在呢？
But why has today become a land of famine?
为什么神的祝福不在那里呢？
Why is God's blessings no longer was there?
为什么以色列百姓他们不能够得到饱足呢？
Why is that Israelites could never be fed anymore?
只有一个原因。
Only for one reason.
因为耶和华不再做他们的神。
Because the no longer was Jehovah their God.
当神不再成为以色列百姓的神的时候。
When the Lord was no longer their God, their King.
粮食就断绝了。
The bread would cease.
人里面就不能够得饱足。
Man's heart would never be satisfied.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们里面心灵深处觉得不够饱足的时候
，So brothers and sisters, as in our inner depth, we feel we're not satisfied.
我们觉得好像也在一个属灵饥荒的光景的时候
，It's just like we are in a spiritual famine.
我们不是从世界外面去得供应。
We should never seek the provision from the world.
我们应该来到神面前，来寻求到底饥荒产生的原因是什么。
Instead, we should come before God and asking the Lord.Why is this famine rises in my heart?
是不是神在我们身上不再是一个君王？
Is it because God is no longer king in our life?
神不再能够把属灵粮食供应我们？
Is it because God no longer can feed us with His spiritual bread?
所以遇到饥荒的时候不是逃避。
So when we come across a famine, we should never try to flee.
不是一个好像寻求一个好像更好的地方，觉得我可以让我得到更饱足的一个地方。
As though you're trying to some other places where you could get your satisfaction from.
而是先来到神面前。
But instead, come to God first.
求问神。
Inquire of God.
今天神是不是在我身上仍然是王？
Asking yourself, is today God still your king in your life?
还管理我来治理我。
Is he still ruling you, reigning in your life?
当耶稣坐在宝座上当宰相的时候。
We see that when Joseph sat on his throne as a prime minister of Egypt.
他在那里治理埃及全地。
There he ruled all the Egyptian land.
各地的人到他那里来抵粮。
There all the people from the world came.To him to ask for bread.
因为耶稣在那里粮食丰富。
Because where Joseph was at was abundant place with food.
他坐在宝座上，他可以治理埃及地。
And there he sat on his throne and he ruled all the land of Egypt.
他在那里掌王权。
There he reigned as king.
所以在那里百姓就有粮食吃。
And there people had food.
我们看见所罗门的时代也是一样。
Likewise, it's the same with the time of King Solomon.
当所罗门做王的时候
When Solomon was king,
神的权柄显在所罗门身上
And God's kingship was revealed in him.
神的王权借所罗门在那施展出来
And God's sovereignty was shown through Solomon.
以色列百姓他们坐在葡萄树下，在那里吃喝享受
And all the people of Israel sat under the vine, eating and enjoying themselves.
以色列百姓在那边享受满足丰富
And Israelites simply enjoy their abundance and enjoy the fullness.
因为所罗门在那边做王
Because Solomon was reigned as a king.
因为神在那里做王
And because God reigned as their king.
神的百姓就有粮食吃
So God's people had food.
神的百姓就丰富了。
So God's people were richly blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹，四世纪这一段历史再次成为我们的见证。
So let the book of Judges, the Ruth once again be a warning to all of us.
当我们周围环境非常荒凉的时候
，When all our surroundings are desolate,
我们更需要来到神面前。
That's the time we need even more to come before God.
求神重新做我们的王。
That's the time we need to ask God to be our king again.
自然而然在那里我们就可以得到饱足。
And very readily, right there, you will be satisfied.
我们只要站在迦南地。
Simply stand in the land of Canaan.
不管环境是怎样恶劣，怎样不容易。
No matter how fierce or desolate your surroundings might be.
我们站在该站的地位。
Stand where you're supposed to stand.
神就要负我们的责任。
And there, God will take all responsibility of you.
同样， 即使在这个日常的生活里面，物质的环境里面。
Likewise, in our daily lives, in this physical world.
我想，我们也更需要神来带领我们。
We need even more of God's leading for us.
我们不是凭我们自己上面行动。
We should never move according to our own thoughts.
我们不是凭我们自己眼光来看这个全地。
We should never judge the place according to our own thoughts.
哪边是平原地，哪边是好的居住的所在。
We should never judge according to our size, that saying, oh, where is the good place to dwell? Or where is the plan to go?
那是我们愿意常常活在神所命定的范围。
But often we want to live in the condition, in the place where God has predestined for us.
我想在那里，神就要负我们责任。
And right there, God will take all the responsibility for us.
若是我们经过这样生活的一个考验。
Now, if we can pass this kind of testing from our lives.
当这个艰难过去以后。
After the plight has passed.
我们看见犹大地重新在那有大的丰收。
We see here the land of Judah once again has a great reap and with abundance of food.
神给人的试炼不过是一个短暂。
Because God's testing is only short-lived.
不过是要考验我们是不是愿意体贴神的心意。
It's simply to test us if we will go after His heart.
考验我们是不是认识他是我们王。
It tests us if we do know that He is our King.
而不是凭我们自己眼光在那边任意而行。
That we should never do whatever is good according to our eyes.
望求神是恩待我们。
Now, we really pray that the Lord will be gracious to us.
借着以利米勒这一家的故事所遭遇的。
Now, through the encountering of the family of Elimelech,
让我们在这个时代，在我们今天所每生活每一件事情，让我们看见神要做我们的王。
That we will see God wants to be our King in every step of our way in our daily living.
因为他就是我们的王。
Because He is our King.
他要带领我们。
He will lead us on.
他治理我们。
He rules us.
他供应我们。
He also provides for us.
求神恩待我们。
May God show His mercy to us.
你不用帮我
说。Brother, would you please say a prayer to conclude the message?
请我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our heads, please? Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we give thanks to you.
因为你再次向我们说话。
Because once again you have spoken to us.
你实在是我们的主，是我们的王。
Truly you are our King and our Lord.
无论我们在什么光景下。
Regardless of the situations we might be in.
我们都要寻求你的同在。
We will seek after your presence.
我们希望得到你的祝福。
And we want to be blessed by you.
但是我们更希望得到你自己。
But even more than this, we want to gain yourself.
唯愿我们不要丢弃我们起初的信和爱。
Oh, if only we would never forsake the beginning faith and love.
再次谢谢我们的主。
Lord, once again, we give our thanks to you.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 请大家打开。